Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter, and the legendary Eagle himself, the former Penguin, YSU, Ron Jaworski. Good to see you, Jaws.
Great to be with you guys. Glad you got that plug in there for the Youngstown State University Penguins, where Jim Tressel, obviously well known in Columbus, is the president of the university.
He is, and I got news for you. I'm not breaking anything because I don't know, but I tell you what, I think the Buckeyes make a run at him. Maybe he comes back to Ohio State to be the president.
I wouldn't be surprised. He has done a magnificent job at YSU, and particularly the way the campus has expanded, the money he's been able to raise. I mean, he has transformed the city of Youngstown as well as Youngstown State University. But yeah, I mean, nothing but class with Jim Tressel.
And you lost your head coach. Just went down to LSU.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm disappointed in Bo. I thought Bo coming back, leaving Nebraska, coming to Youngstown, would turn that thing around quickly. Yeah. Just, you know, he turned it around, but didn't get to the prominence where Jim Tressel had it in the 90s, winning national championships. And my feeling was, because Bo's from Youngstown, he would have an inside track on recruiting. And I have to tell you guys, you know, being in Columbus at Ohio State, you got to get players. And Youngstown's been a little bit short of getting the players to challenge for a national championship.
Man, you know, so I was around. I'm older than Bob, and I wanted you. You were Pro Bowler in 80 and got to that Super Bowl with Vermeil and played the Raiders. And my Vikes, I'm a big Viking fan, so I wanted you guys to beat the Raiders so bad because they whacked us in Super Bowl 11. Mm-hmm. And you get there, and it was weird because, and I don't know if Bobby would know this, but that's a repeat game. You guys drilled them earlier in the year. You sacked Plunkett like he was lying down the whole game. When you went into that game in 81 and you knew you had beaten them already and held them to nothing, was there an overconfidence or was there just a, hey, we can handle them, no problem?
No, we were a confident team, but, you know, Dick Vermeil never let us get overconfident. And by the way, we weren't that good. We didn't have, like, a lot of superstars. We're going to roll the ball out there and we're going to win. I mean, we were a team that fought for everything. We had to grind it out. Things had to go our way. And it was a really good football team. I would never say we were a great football team. And we did handle the Raiders in the regular season. You know, when you play one game, in fact, you know, Matt Millen, Jim Plunkett, those guys, as time goes by, you become more friends with your opponents.
Sure.
And, you know, Matt tells me, Plunkett tells me, you know what, if we played a seven-game series, you guys would have won. You would have won four. And, you know, unfortunately, it was a one-game series. The game we played poorly in was the one that they played much better than we did. And in that same vein, I talked to a lot of quarterbacks through the years, kind of, you know, kind of a guru on quarterbacks. I see the guys in the Super Bowl, and they ask me about, you know, my Super Bowl. And quite honestly, I'm truthful with them. I say, guys, don't try to make every play. I did, and I made mistakes. And the first pass I threw in Super Bowl 15 was intercepted. It was a play I'd seen a bow out with Spagnuolo, our tight end, and Wilbur Montgomery in the flat, and I threw the bow out. I should have taken a five-yard gain and turn it upfield and see what happens. You know, but I wanted to win so bad. You want to win so hard. You want to make every play, and you almost force yourself into mistakes. So I tell the young guys, take a deep breath, relax. Hey, the game is big. I can't tell you that it's not going to be, and there's a lot going on. We all get it, but let the game come to you. Don't try to be the guy that's going to win the game. Be the hero. Just manage the game properly. That gives you your best opportunity to win.
And so you bring that up, and that's what everyone always looks at, you know, especially in a Super Bowl like this where – you know, the number's really high for the over-under. It's, you know, the Chiefs are an unbelievably talented scoring offense. The Niners doing a different way, but one of the top scoring offenses in the NFL. And if you look back, you know, like the Pats-Rams Super Bowl, people thought it was going to be similar to that here a couple years ago, and it's, what, 3-0? You know, these coaches see it, and the players, like, how much of that, even with Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan, are going to look at this and, like, just don't make the early mistake. Keep us in it and give us that chance to win in the fourth quarter as opposed to going out, like you said, trying to press early and get that early lead at risk of maybe giving something
up.
Yeah,
and I think, Rob, what happens, you get in a game like that and you don't want to make a mistake. So I think early in the game it's kind of a feel-out, you know, punch, counterpunch, punch, and all of a sudden it stays tight and you stay with that same formula, punch, counterpunch. I don't think this game's going to play that way. I really don't.
Really?
I think Andy Reid comes out in this game and he plays with a reckless abandon. Now, he's got to hope his quarterback doesn't play with a reckless abandon. But I just feel going into this game, he's going to put pedal to the metal coming out of the locker room. And he's going to make Garoppolo play from behind because they're going to want to run the football. That's their strength. Now, Garoppolo had a phenomenal year. And he could rally a team. When he's had to make plays, he's made plays for the 49ers. But they would much rather use the speed that they have at the running backs, their solid offensive line, their tight ends are amongst a group of them, probably the best blockers in football as a tight end group. So they want to run the football. But if Jimmy has to make plays, he can. But I think Andy comes out. Hell, I wouldn't be surprised. He's got some, you know, manufactured play by studying all the film, because the 49ers are very vanilla.
Yeah.
You know, they're very vanilla. You're going to get four-man rush, seven drop into coverage, you know, zone defense, make tackles. They're very good tacklers, so don't get many yards after catch. And that's how they play. An execution style of defense. They're not going to trick you with designer blitzes and rent space in your mind. You know, they play football. But if you study teams and you get a predictable coverage, and I think Andy will with the time they've had to study these teams, I think early in the game he's going to take shots.
He's been trailing. I mean, it's one of the things where how many times can you go to the well, Jaws? I mean, maybe they feel comfortable they're never out of a game, and I think that does give you a little bit of a – I don't know, kind of a mental edge that it doesn't matter if we're down, we're not losing. But, man, San Fran, they're the opposite. They want to keep the ball away from Mahomes. So,
Anthony, they can't fall behind this game. They will not win the football game if they fall behind. The defense of the 49ers is way too good. I mean, their pass rush, like I said, they'll rush for it. I mean, they're not a frequent blitzing team. And those guys can all run. Everyone talks about Bosa. I've seen him track down running backs, running sweeps. You know, he's that kind of an athlete. Their whole defensive line is fast and they're agile. And all of a sudden, if they get to tee off and, you know, have just abandoned worrying about the run, that defense could just cut it loose. And so you don't want to fall behind if you're Kansas City in this game.
No, it makes perfect sense. But do you feel, let me ask you this, because Andy Reid, you know, he falls in love with the pass a little bit. I almost feel more confident that he is more comfortable playing from 10 points down than he would be 10 points ahead, because when you're losing, you're expected to take the vertical shots, keep pushing it. They don't have a 500-yard rusher. Like, and they're not a team, I think, that when you're up 10, like, Andy, he doesn't feel good about running the ball. He still always has that itch, even if it's something that you need to do.
Yeah, he's always got to scratch that itch. You're absolutely right, Rob. That's been his profile since he came into the league. I mean, I was in Philadelphia with him all those years, and, I mean, everyone questioned, hey, there's nothing wrong with a handoff, you know. They have to throw it, you know, 40 times a game. But that's Andy's profile. That's what he is. And he just has to find a way to win this football game. And, you know, I think they had a really good shot. And for his legacy, because he's won 207 games.
Yeah.
Andy Reid's won 207 games. Marty Schottenheimer won 200 games as a head coach. He's the only coach not in the Hall of Fame that has won 200 games. So for Andy's legacy, you got to hoist Vince. You know, you got to win the championship. Then his legacy will be cemented. And you know, I've known him a long, long time, and he never talks about it, but I know it's important to him. It really is. He's a winning coach, 207 wins. He's mentored an incredible amount of coaches around this league. His tree is remarkable. He's a great man. He's got an awesome family. He's all the things that you envision doing the right thing. And that's Andy Reid. So I think a lot of people pull for him to win the game.
He's the Eagles Hall of Famer. He's Ron Jaworski with us, former YSU Penguin as well. Sounds like you're leaning Chiefs. Can we put you down for a score?
Well, you got to remember this. In 1989, that was my last year in the National Football League.
It was in
KC. So
you and Mike Webster.
Mike Webster was
you guys
my,
both yeah. ended up in Kansas.
Well, at that time, Marty Schottenheimer, Kyle Peterson were there trying to change the culture. Mm-hmm. They wanted to bring in some veteran players, and Mike Webster, you know, obviously Hall of Fame with the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, Iron Mike, and they brought me. I was backing up Marino in Miami, and so they brought me there to show, you know, the young guys the veteran leadership and what it takes to be a pro, a long-term pro. So that was kind of the start, and playing for Marty was absolutely awesome. I only played 1 year there, and then Howie Long rolled on my knee, and that was career over when you're 40 years old. You know, time to move on and go into broadcasting, you know, and do that. So I am following my loyalty to the Chiefs, but I actually think Patrick Mahomes gives them a slight edge in this game. Mm-hmm. 31-30.
By the way, I saw you dropped off, and you're wearing it on your arm. This kinesiology tape.
Oh, yeah. This.
All right. Believe me, I'm going to be wrapping myself in this right after this interview. Mueller Sports Medicine, tell me about it.
Yeah, you know, as you get older, you can't compete in too many things, but I can play golf. I can play a little golf, right? Yep. And you know, you try to find things that make you a little better, make you feel better, save a stroke or two. And this tape, this kinesiology tape by Mueller, is absolutely amazing. I've got some of it on right now. and it relieves some pain, too, which is always good. You know, I wrap it on my shoulder. I got frozen shoulder.
Lower back.
I got a bad elbow, lower back.
Okay.
You could and it's a pain. It does a great job. And you can get it at
Walmart.com.
Right. Walmart.com. You know, I'm telling guys, try this. Try it.
I'm going to try.
You know, in every locker room you've been into, you've seen the Mueller products.
Yeah.
You've seen the tape, the gauze, the knee. You know, all the – I mean, they've been in sports medicine for 60 years. They claim – now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist – that this is their best product. And I know this. It works for me.
Listen, I know you're the guy to see if I want a tee time in Jersey somewhere, right?
I got seven golf courses.
I got
you covered.
Wow.
I know. Believe me.
I had to do something with my time.
Right. You ever hop on, ever get to Pine Valley?
Yes, I have.
You have?
I have, yep.
Bucket list.
No, it's number one in the world.
I know. How do we get there, Jaws?
I know a guy.
All right. See that tape? I'll sell more tape of that than funnel cakes at King's Island.
We're selling tape to get to Pine Valley.
We got
a perk, Anthony.
You are, you're the best, man. Yeah. We really enjoy your work, and we got you down for the Chiefs 31-30. If that happens, epic Super Bowl.
So, you got it. Thank you, guys.
Great to see you.